You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
This is December the 13th, 2022. We are live streaming as I speak at rumble.com. Anytime we're on the air live, we are on also live on Rumble. Simply go to Rumble, enter in the search engine, Larry Connors, USA. Takes you right to our page, you push the live button, and you join us in studio. Glad to have you. If you can't do it now, you can always pull it up later. I know many of you do, looking at the numbers. And I understand you can't do it right now. Maybe you're listening on air and you still want to see it in action. Oh, it's fascinating. See the elephant back here behind me? Huh? You see it? I think that's an elephant. Maybe not. Well, you do see the flag. We always have the U.S. flag here. All right, getting to some of the headlines and stories. And again, I remind you, this is news and commentary. So I'm delivering it with my bias included. I'll make it clear to you. We have the Biden administration now finalizing plans to send the Patriot missile defense system to Ukraine. They say that could be announced officially this week. Well, let me see. This is Monday. This is Tuesday. So they've got 3 days to do it, if they're going to do it in that time. Still needs to be apparently approved, but they're going to do that. Send them the Patriot missile defense system. I'd say that's good, but of course, how much more money and equipment are we going to dump into that country without a full understanding of what we're doing? Because at the same time, the same Biden administration just gave them the Russians assaulting Ukraine in a trade, a guy by the name of Viktor Bout. Yes, the Russian that was being held for selling munitions and arms to rebels around the world. We, of course, took back WNBA star Brittany Bryant Griner. Let me get it right. I'm lost because I'm just thinking, it just befuddles the mind to think of how screwed up this administration can be. Because Bout is now saying, I'm so glad to be here. I don't understand why we couldn't do it earlier. And he says, I am ready to help support Putin's invasion of Ukraine and maybe even join the fighting. There you go. You're sending Patriot missiles, but you just gave them a guy that can get them more ammunition and monies and things of that nature to help others come in and help Russia in Ukraine. Good God, there's no leadership. The latest installment of the Twitter files, lifting more on the internal wrangling ahead of the censorship decisions. More details on how Donald Trump was banned from the platform in January 2021, when many members inside were saying, I don't think he's done anything to be banned about. You work for Twitter. And we're headed up by folks who don't like Trump. Even if Jack Dorsey's not involved, there are plenty of us who don't like him, so we're going to get rid of him. And they did. We're going to get into that more in the next hour, in this hour. And Dr. Fake is trying to defend himself again, saying, I could not be complicit, stand there with Trump while he was telling false information. I know. It's Dr. Fake saying, I can't stand there while he's giving false information. But he sure did. He, Dr. Fake, did. And a taxpayer watchdog group, the White Coat Waste Project. Wait till you hear some of that in more detail coming up. In the meantime, Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, under Alejandro Mayorkas, instructing agents to arrest fewer illegal aliens. Arrest fewer of them. Why? Because they know they're going to see a massive influx when Title 42 ends in days. In days. December 21. That's going to be the invasion date across our southern border. They are totally ignoring their oath of office to preserve and protect this nation from all enemies, domestic and foreign. I'm not saying everybody coming across the border is a terrorist, but they're breaking our law, and their Biden administration doing nothing to stop it. I will tell you this, a Florida grand jury wants to change its state's immigration laws, specifically targeting illegal alien smugglers, and they say that's an escalating threat. Now, they have nailed it. They understand the issue. And the truth is, the Biden administration knows the same thing, but they're not going to do a D thing about it.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with the Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Bill Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Larry Connors, USA.
Intimidation is how the left operates. And it was intimidation and the whole pressing back and suppressing this key information just days before the most important election we have, the presidential election in the fall of 2020. So, yeah, we got to look into this and how political that Justice Department has become. Here's what I want to know. Those 51 guys who signed that letter, was Jim Baker talking to them? He had to know many of those guys when he served as chief counsel at the FBI. He had to work with those guys when they were spying on President Trump's campaign and when he was taking information from Hillary's lawyer, Mr. Zussman. Then when he goes to Twitter, is he working with those guys? Did he participate in helping them draft that letter, or did he encourage them to draft that letter? Because you got Jim Baker, who was involved in trying to stop Trump from winning in 2016. And here he is at Twitter preventing President Trump from winning in 2020.
Those are the words of Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio as he was on Sean Hannity's program last night. And Jim Baker, he's referring to, is, of course, the former FBI agent who was serving as the legal counsel for Twitter. And it was on his advice and recommendation that, we should not let that laptop from hell story get out. That material might have been hacked. And even some of his employees said, well, is that really an excuse? I mean, we don't know there was. There's no information like that. And he probably fell back on the story that the FBI and the Attorney General's office had already been circulating. And, of course, then there's that Russian disinformation thing again. Now, wait a minute. There never was any Russian disinformation. We spent 2 years and multi-millions of dollars to find out it was nothing. But it makes a good catch-all excuse for right now. The latest installment of the Twitter files, which came out, we were on the air yesterday, dealing with how it came about. And this is, I have to give credit to New York Times writer Barry Weiss, who did this story, that he points out, first of all, that Twitter's Trust and Safety Department did not really believe President Trump violated any rules on the day he was banned. But they got overridden by the arch-progressive leader they had, the head of their trust and safety department. These same emails are also showing that despite Jack Dorsey under oath saying he didn't know some of this stuff and he did nothing to stop some of this information from going out, it wasn't his fault. Apparently the emails show that he was involved in the decision to suspend Trump's account. Originally, the story was that he was on vacation and unreachable. You're head of a multi-billion dollar company and you're unavailable. That never sounded right to begin with, did it? Well, no way you would do that. But they kept being drowned out by others saying that, you know, Trump is bad. We got to get him. He's a leader of a terrorist group. And no reference of that anywhere that could be proven. What did Trump post that they were focusing on? January 8th, Trump posted two tweets, which some Twitter employees wanted to say, that's an incitement to a riot. The tweet read, one of them, the 75 million great American patriots who voted for me, America first, and make America great again, will have a giant voice long into the future. They will not be disrespected or treated unfairly in any way, shape, or form. To all of those who have asked, I will not be going to the inauguration on January 20th. Now, again, the Twitter Trust and Safety Department, as noted by Barry Weiss in writing for the New York Times, said, which this is not making a lot of New York Times readers and subscribers happy because it's, you know, showing more of what's the fact as opposed to the lie that they were publishing previously. The members of the Trust and Safety Department, even though it included others that might be leftists, but they were run by even farther leftists, decided that neither of these tweets really violated their terms of service. In fact, a Twitter policy official told employees on January 8th, quote, we assessed the Donald Trump quote and tweet above and determined there is no violation of our policies at this time. No violation. Still another one was deemed to be a clear non-violation of policy, as one staff member was quoted on a tweet. It's just to say he's not attending the inauguration. Ah, but despite all of that, the guy that led the department was going to make sure Trump was shut down. He said, well, it may not be a clear violation on its face, but it could be interpreted as coded incitement to further violence. Now, that same Twitter thread revealing those disclosures, Weiss noted other current and former heads of state had been allowed to remain on the platform for certainly more clear violations of Twitter policy, including a former Malaysian prime minister who said Muslims had a right to kill millions of French people for massacres of the past. And the current Ethiopian prime minister calling his citizens take up arms against the country's minority. Those are absolutely, they're not coded, they're right there. Twitter let them go right by. What was the difference, Larry? Oh, I'm glad you asked. The difference was, it was Donald Trump. And now it appears that more and more evidence is surfacing that to fight against the Hunter laptop scandal itself and protect Joe as he gets ready to run again, there are apparently threats and threats of threats and threat to threaten a threat. You get my drift? You might sleep with the fishes in some cases. Sean Hannity asking the question of Congressman Jim Jordan.
Do you believe the Washington Post and Jonathan Turley's interpretation of this, that they are telegraphing an intimidation campaign against witnesses, against investigators like yourself, against the media if they dare report any of these things? Do you think this is an organized, well-orchestrated intimidation effort to protect the Bidens?
Of course it is. And this is not the first story. There was one 4 weeks ago, right after the election. Politico puts a story out. David Brock and this group are coming after anyone who investigates the Bidens. So it's not that they just told us once with the Washington. They've now told us twice. So when when someone tells you once, okay, but they've told us now twice. Of course they're coming after folks. But the fact is, we have a duty to do the work, to get the truth out there, to get the facts out there. That's step one in stopping this kind of baloney from happening in the future. We can't have a Justice Department that's political. We can't have a Justice Department that's working hand in hand with the biggest social media platforms to limit what information Americans see. You just can't.
Well, what does
and that's
it tell
what we
got
to focus on and do our job.
Yeah, that's what we need to know. We cannot allow that. No party should allow that. If you can clearly tell me, if you can be absolutely honest and say, if Republicans had control of Twitter and all the big tech groups, Facebook, Google, they've all been doing it. And you could say, if Republicans are doing that, I'd say, hell yes, let's get to the bottom of it and somebody's going to pay for it. If you can truthfully say that, then you're truly being an American and a patriot and you're unbiased in the sense that I don't care who the candidate is. I look at the manipulation, the weaponization of big tech, along with the Attorney General's office and the FBI. That is wrong. Totally wrong. And now there's word coming out. Again, like I said, there's some disagreement in the White House as to what the Biden family should do to combat Republican investigations, because once they get the House, they're definitely going to do it. They're going to be calling people up. So apparently Hunter Biden has retained Kevin Morris. That's a Hollywood attorney. He's to craft legal and media strategy. He believes the Biden family should take a more aggressive position against the GOP investigations, remain in the public eye, and join with others to sue conservative media as well as members of Congress. Others in the Biden household, I would really just kind of, can we just kind of let it slide by? I'm looking at some of these plans they have in here, and you heard Sean Hannity refer to the Washington Post story. They're saying that some of these people who are heading up the Biden family defense against the GOP realize that if we don't do something, more and more Joe Biden is going to be compromised. So the disagreement exists between Kevin Morris, a Hollywood attorney, and the White House about how the Biden family should fight back or not fight back. By the way, Morris, little side note, he gave Hunter Biden the $2 million he needed for those delinquent taxes. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know, scratch my back, I scratch yours. And now he probably thinks I'll make more than that money back just posting hours. If I'm on the phone even while I'm standing at the urinal, I'm billing you. But then on top of that, I'll get so much publicity, and I'll be all the center of the love and attention of the left. I'll make even more money. Oh, he's got it schemed out. And then you've got Congressman Raskin, Democrat of Maryland, appearing on MSNBC. And he said, here's a problem we're having right now. He said, our country, and this is a Democrat, acknowledging that we're not perfect. I mean, we have said that repeatedly. Oh, but you've got to be perfect as far as the ultra-left is concerned. And everything you did should have been perfect. If you did what we told you to do, or you do what we tell you to do now, you will be perfect. No, we won't. But let's listen to some of the rationale from Congressman Raskin as to why the country seems to be in such turmoil right now.
But America itself is the story of people struggling for a more perfect union, and every generation has had to struggle to improve the country, and we began, everybody knows, as a slave republic. But today, here we are, still, even with Donald Trump at large, the greatest multiracial, multiethnic, multicultural, constitutional democracy on earth, still the wonder of the world to people all over the place.
Yeah, but we're systemically racist. We're systemically racist still. And yet, as he said, we're still the wonder of the world to people all over the place. Yeah, well, that's correct. We are the beacon of hope. That's why hundreds of thousands, 2+ million, coming across our border illegally since Biden took office. And later here in this month, when the 42 rule drops, rule 42 that keeps them from coming in if they're carrying any disease or anything, it's not going to get any better. But that's not really any of the issue. Raskin says there's one reason we're not perfect.
Donald Trump has unleashed a lot of the monsters of the last century against us. The racism, the authoritarianism, the anti-Semitism, neo-fascism, all of those things are out there. And so Americans have got to hang tough in order to defend our democracy and then to keep it growing, because democracy is always a thing that's in motion, getting better all the time.
Well, I would remind him, of course, we are a republic, not a democracy, but let's just accept him for what he said. And I want to go specifically on the point where he said the racism, the authoritarianism, the neo-fascism, all those things. You know who's a fascist in this play? It is big tech and government weaponizing them and, of course, various federal agencies to shut down any dissenting voice. For the fact that they shut Trump off Twitter because he said, I won't be going to the inauguration. That sounds a little fascist. They need to look in the mirror. They'll see a real fascist. And coming up, someone else needs to look in the mirror, Dr. Fake, to stand and see how well he looks as he tells you without breaking a smile, I'm not complicit in anything that went wrong. For some companies, loyalty is a lost word. You give a company your business, your years, but in the end, you're just a number. But at Ackerman Toyota, loyalty is appreciated. Thousands of customers personally know this. New Ackerman customers quickly see it. Loyalty defines Ackerman Toyota for all customers and employees. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life. Here's exciting news for Cafe Napoli. Soon there will be Napoli Sea. Unique, exquisite, the finest, freshest seafood, lobster, crab, the best caviar. Napoli Sea will be next door to Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles. So it's going to be easy to satisfy your seafood craving or the finest Italian food. Napoli Sea, coming soon. Joining Cafe Napoli St. Charles, Town and Country, and Clayton. Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light. Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light. Roxanne, red light.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
What do you think of Donald Trump?
Well, I don't want to get into the politics of it, so it is irrelevant what I think of Donald Trump.
Well, what do you think of him from a public health standpoint?
Well, as you know, I had difficulty in that administration because what was happening is that it became very clear that things were being said by the president, those around him, which were just not based on any scientific fact and data.
That is Dr. Fake in an interview with Chris Wallace, now with CNN, because his stripes, his liberal stripes, were showing way too much. He had to change. And so there is the outgoing National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases director, Dr. Anthony Fake. I'm sorry, Fauci, my bad. I don't want to get into politics about talking about Trump, but I couldn't stand up there and say things that he was saying and agree with him because I had to protect my personal integrity and my scientific integrity. This is the same guy that told us repeatedly, you're not going to need a mask. Oh, you might need a mask. You might need a shot. You get the shot, you don't need the mask. Oh, well, you might need the shot, the mask, and you might need a booster, and then you won't need a mask. No, then, liar all around, lied all around about And the pharmaceutical companies, remember, these were introduced on experimental basis only. They rushed them forward. They did what was needed at that time, and I do believe they saved lives. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, and I'm glad, and many of you should be glad, that Trump did expedite things. Of course, then you hear Biden, he said, I'm the one who got all that started. No, you weren't. You got your first shot before you even sworn in as president. But here you've got Fauci talking about that he didn't really do anything wrong. I'm going to give you some details of something he did do in a moment. But let's go back to Fauci talking about, I don't want to talk about Donald Trump on a political point, but I'll be willing to say that he just was talking about things that were not scientific fact, and I did not feel comfortable about it. Well, let's see where he goes from there.
I felt very uncomfortable about having to publicly get up at the White House press room and being put on the spot to directly disagree with the president. I have such a great deal of respect for the office of presidency that it just made me very uncomfortable. But I had to do it, Chris, because I couldn't stand there and be complicit in saying hydroxychloroquine works when it doesn't. You know, bleach works. It doesn't. And that's how I evolved, essentially, in the, you know, public enemy number one of the far right, which I did not desire to be put in that position. But in order to maintain my own scientific and personal integrity, and most importantly, fulfill my responsibility to the American public, I had to do that.
Yeah, I had to do that. I did not want to be complicit. And I love how he slips that fact that hydroxychloroquine did work for some people. But when he mentions bleach, there were some people saying, Trump said if you drink bleach, it'll help you. He never said that. Never said that. He also, by the way, did mention that, you know, maybe sunlight would help and maybe bright lights would help. And everybody laughed about that and later found, you know, that could really help, could help reduce it. But I'm looking at a piece by the taxpayer watchdog group White Coat Waste Project. They're the ones who blew the lid off of the gain-of-function research of the Wuhan lab. And they point out that this Dr. Fake, as you're just saying, I can't be complicit. I didn't mean to be public enemy number one, but I had to maintain my own scientific personal integrity. Well, according to them, they say he abused his authority, science, and taxpayers while being the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. 75% of the taxpayers want the lab leak investigated and subpoenas to be issued. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle pledged to fully investigate COVID's origins. So here you have Dr. Fake, who said, I didn't want to be wrong with anything. All of this comes following Musk making waves over the weekend on his social media, on Twitter, writing, my pronouns are prosecute Fauci. I love it. Coming up, how pharmaceutical companies have tried to base things on race that actually led to deaths. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
For some companies, loyalty is a lost word. You give a company your business, your years, but in the end, you're just a number. But at Ackerman Toyota, loyalty is appreciated. Thousands of customers personally know this. New Ackerman customers quickly see it. Loyalty defines Ackerman Toyota for all customers and employees. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
Cheese, ooh, I want the cannon at you.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Reminding you, when we're on the air live, we are also broadcasting live on Rumble. At rumble.com, you simply put in the search engine, Larry Connors USA. It'll take you right to us. Glad to have you in studio. Now, I want you to keep this Rumble thing in mind because it's going to be very, very, very big and important in the near future. I'll explain. Hopefully, I'll be able to do it tomorrow. There's some things going on behind the scenes that I'll bring you up to speed on. Let me read something to you from the Daily Signal. The article begins this way. One of the last things that Francis Collins, then director of the National Institutes of Health, did before retiring was to pressure Moderna, of course that's a pharmaceutical company, to pressure Moderna into delaying the release of its COVID-19 vaccine because Collins wanted more minorities in the clinical trials. Now, that was written by Giancarlo Canaparo with the Heritage Foundation. Gino, glad to have you. Gino, glad to have you with us. And I'm looking at this again. The title is Pharmaceutical Trials When Left's Obsession with Race Kills. Go ahead, sir.
Thanks for having me. Well, you know, it sounds all good and all to say, you know, we need to have minorities in our trials. The problem is that the race labels that we're all familiar with, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, they're not scientific labels. Actually, they're, one scholar says they're sort of a combination of amateur sociology, interest group lobbying, incompetence, inertia. they're not tied to science. They're not tied to biology. They're not tied to genetics, which means if you delay, by delaying the release of the vaccine to put minorities in the trial, that was not a decision motivated by science.
And all it right, probably let me break it down to make sure we all understand. Simply skin color, which is what we're talking about, is still a human. Now, if you're comparing it to how a vaccine works with a dog or a horse, then maybe you need to check humans before you release and say it's good for humans. That's pretty much what it comes down to, only they're talking skin color or ethnicity, things of this nature, right?
Well, yeah, that's right. There, you know, there even are important genetic differences between different groups of people, but those groups of people are not the groups that America's race labels put them in.
I see.
So there's no reason to think that somebody who is black has different genetics than somebody who is Hispanic or Asian under America's classification. So I'll give you an example. You know, people like Francis Collins will say, "Well, you know, if you're black, you're descended, you know, from people who came from Africa, you all have the same skin color, more or less, and, you know, you're from a similar part of the world. So you're probably genetically close enough that we can make medical decisions based on your skin color." The truth, actually, is that skin color has almost nothing to do with genetics. There is more genetic diversity between people in Africa than there is between anyone in Europe and people in Africa. So let me put that another way. If somebody is from Nigeria, they are genetically more separate from somebody from Kenya than you and I, Larry, as white people, are from somebody in Nigeria.
You know, and you point out, though, also that the FDA is buying into that argument, saying that ensuring people from diverse backgrounds join clinical trials is key to advancing health equity, when that's the worst thing it can do.
Right. That's exactly right. You've got the government at all levels under Biden is buying into this race ideology where they say, you know, the color of your skin determines your biological traits, your medical traits, and that is just not true, and it is not science.
And who's going to be hurt the worst in all of this while they're fooling around like this?
In this case, everybody. I mean, when medical science is delayed or put on hold or held up, in service to this unscientific race nonsense, everybody suffers because medical science is thrown back or stopped or delayed. That means the vaccines were delayed. Other drugs are delayed. Like you said, the FDA does this now for all sorts of drug clinical trials. It means the whole process is slowed down so that pharmaceutical companies will comply with this race nonsense, which has no scientific validity at all.
And yet you quote in the same article, and again, folks, you're listening, Giancarlo Canaparo with the Heritage Foundation. This piece actually appears in the Daily Signal. You point out, quoting a Harvard Medical School professor in a 2021 paper, called for racial quotas in medical trials to advance health equity. I mean, that's the point, would to be advancing health equity for minority groups, but also admitted, quote, race is a social construct, a poorly defined marker of genetic diversity, an imprecise proxy for the relationship between genetics and ancestry. How can you have both views and be in that position?
It just goes to show you how captured are our medical experts by this race nonsense. This is a Harvard medical professor. She knows. She writes in that same article. She knows that our America's racial classifications are completely irrelevant to science. But because she is so captured to this race ideology that has infested the left, she is putting science aside and saying, you know, my ideology trumps science.
Well, I thought, and I've had a lot of fun with this, like Dr. Fake, I was running some remarks from him before you joined us saying, I couldn't stand up there beside Trump and be complicit in some of the things he was saying because I'm a man of science. And, of course, the question always comes back to me, what are you talking about, medical science or political science?
I think you've cracked the secret there, Larry.
Oh, give me an award. Yeah. Oh, wait, I got a Nobel coming. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. You know, when our experts will tout things as ridiculous as America's racial classifications as necessary for medical science, and they tell you that they are the champions of science, they are not. That is pure political science, but as real science is concerned, it is nonsense, and it is dangerous.
Well, you know, obviously, we shouldn't be that surprised when they can't even define what a woman is in some cases, or they want to say that everything, in fact, they will basically say a man can have a baby when they know that's genetically impossible, and that there are more than two sexes. I mean, everything they know and have written about and backed up properly in the past, they suddenly throw out just to be woke.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, when they're just doing it to spout off, it's annoying. But when they're making medical decisions based on this nonsense, that's where it gets dangerous. And that's what they're doing with race now.
If that's involving pharmaceutical companies and COVID vaccines at that time, what's going on behind the curtain?
Yeah, sure. Well, now, you know, Biden's FDA and the National Institutes of Health are all in on this woke race stuff. So now the FDA recommends that everybody who is going through its drug approval process complies with its race quotas, even though, again, those quotas have no basis in science. And the government is using whatever soft power it can to tell these companies, some of whom are run by very woke CEOs who are happy to buy into this, mind you. This isn't all, you know, government isn't just beating these people over the head. Moderna's CEO could have taken a stand in this case and said, no, that's not scientific. We're not doing it.
Oh, but you don't get the contract. You don't get the contract if you do that.
Right. You may not. And that was what Francis Collins told Moderna. He said that I will use whatever power I have to not get your vaccine approved if you don't put more arbitrarily defined minorities into your clinical trial.
I don't know. I know how we got here. We've just simply let. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that in the past you would be called in the days of the Western. You're selling snake oil. They're doing it now, but they claim they got a degree on the wall that says they're capable of it.
Right. Right. And part of that is, you know, the liberals were smart about this. The first thing they did was take over the university.
Yeah.
And what they used the universities to sort of launder expertise the way criminals launder money through shell companies.
That's a good point. So you don't see it ending anytime soon.
You know, no. I mean, unfortunately, you know, the universities, we're either going to have to force them to stop this race nonsense by going after their accreditors. We're going to have to throw out the bureaucrats who are doing this nonsense and replace them with people who, you know, have degrees in real science, not poli-sci.
Are you telling me there is no shot available? None? Maybe a shot of whiskey. How about that? Would that work?
I'll take that.
All right, we're on.
We've got a shot.
We're on. Giancarlo Canaparo with the Heritage Foundation. Coming up, the Loudoun School District takes action. And then let's talk about definition of a woman.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Your eyes are burning. You're sneezing. It's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. Here's exciting news for Cafe Napoli. Soon there will be Napoli Sea. Unique, exquisite, the finest, freshest seafood, lobster, crab, the best caviar. Napoli Sea will be next door to Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles. So it's going to be easy to satisfy your seafood craving or the finest Italian food. Napoli Sea, coming soon. Joining Cafe Napoli St. Charles, Town and Country, and Clayton.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. A couple of notes following up on the conversation we were having with Giancarlo. Florida Governor DeSantis has just announced his decision to petition the Florida Supreme Court to impanel a grand jury to investigate any wrongdoing related to the vaccines for coronavirus. He said, in part, they'll be tasked with investigating concerns concerning the mRNA shots, myocarditis, and holding manufacturers accountable for any misleading claims about the vaccines, such as this will protect you, when it doesn't. It doesn't protect you. At the same time, Dr. Fake is saying dissuading anyone from getting a vaccine was costing lives. Yeah, we need some answers. We need them, and we need to hold people accountable and big companies. And as you were just hearing that they were actually holding back some vaccines, that here you got Dr. Fake saying dissuading anybody from getting a vaccine costs lives. If the pharmaceutical company is told by the FDA or whoever's going to give them the final approval that unless you include more minorities in your testing, we're not going to approve it, well, then who was really costing lives? I'd mentioned the Loudoun County Public School taking some action. This is a special grand jury here that was investigating what the former county superintendent did. Remember the young girl, two of them, that were raped and sexually assaulted by a transgender. He was a boy. He was wearing a dress, so he was allowed to use a women's restroom. You had the first case happening in May, and they knew about it, but didn't tell the parents. They just kind of, well, can't say boys will be boys, can you? Transgenders will be transgenders. I don't think all of them would do that, but I mean, what are you going to say? So it happened in May, nothing was done. It happened again in October because it allowed him to change school. They didn't allow. They told him you're going to have to go to another school. That was their punishment for molesting, raping a young girl in the bathroom. Go to another school. Well, I'm sure he's more than glad to. Another target-rich environment. What do you think? So the grand jury is now deciding that the superintendent should be indicted. One count of false publication, one count of prohibited conduct, one count of penalizing an employee for a court appearance, could face up to a year in jail. Doesn't really do anything for the girls, does it? Does it maybe set a mindset for those who might buy into that in the future? Maybe it would back them off. I wouldn't count on it if you're not going to get tougher than that. So the definition of a woman, we have a U.S. Supreme Court justice in her nomination could not answer what is a woman, remember? Well, she's now on the court. Well, maybe she could say in the Cambridge Media Dictionary or the Cambridge Dictionary, its website gives me the answer I need. Now, words change meaning. We know that. If you look up any word in Webster or Cambridge or any other choice of yours of a dictionary, you'll find maybe more than one meaning for a particular word. The word woman, here's where it gets tricky. The Webster, the Cambridge website does provide an accurate definition of women, a woman, by defining the woman as an adult female human being. Okay, that's good. But it also includes another definition that says an adult who lives and identifies as female, though they may have been said to have a different sex at birth. What is that? May have been said to have? You know where that comes from? This is what they're teaching in some medical schools. You can't really tell if it's a boy or girl at birth, but it's got a penis. That no, not necessarily a boy. It doesn't have a penis. Not necessarily a girl. Is it a giraffe? No, I don't think it's a giraffe. Giancarlo was absolutely correct when he said, the liberal, woke crowd, before they had that title, were already filtrating like termites going through your home, getting people in place in various universities to become the leads in various departments so they could be pushing this kind of agenda on a constant basis. I've shared with you before that my grandson thought he'd go to Texas University. And I said, I don't think you want to do that. He said, well, granddad, that's where you grew up, and it's your home state. Thought you'd like that. Yeah, but it's not what it used to be. It's gone blue. I said, they were trying to make themselves look so prestigious, they started hiring all these professors from Ivy League schools, bringing them in to head up different apartments, and now they brought with them the baggage that is all liberal. Of course, I also reminded him your bigger problem is going to be facing your nephews. All three of them went to Texas A&M, which hates University of Texas and always has and always will. As always, thanks for listening. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.